$43 billion. That's how much the OWRB says it will cost to meet Oklahoma's water infrastructure needs over the next 50 years. For small towns and rural districts, there are only a few options, like state and federal grants and low-interest loans, meant to ease the burden on ratepayers, who ultimately carry the local costs. But there's another, often final option, consolidation, combining two or more water systems into one. The goal is to reduce the number of water districts and keep customer rates in check. Larger districts mean more people sharing the cost of improvements, so rate increases aren't as drastic. But even with the OWRB encouraging consolidation by forgiving loan debt, Chief of Financial Assistance Joe Freeman says the idea usually isn't greeted warmly.
Have you seen much, whenever you talk to folks, of resistance to consolidation? Is there, you know, when you talk about things like school consolidation, there's a lot of pushback on that. What about with...
There's the same thing.
Really? Uh-huh. What are some of the concerns you hear?
Loss of, the best I could word it, loss of control.
Well, I mean, what do you...
I think
you
your annotation to this loss of the school, or, you know, loss of the football team. I really don't know how to probably word it, but from sitting in a meeting, I get that same feeling, you know, we're giving up our identity.
The latest consolidation is taking place in Osage County, where Rural Water District Number 9 is looking to merge with the larger District 15. I drove through mud and gravel, crossed dozens of cattle guards, and trespassed onto several farms to find customers of District 9.
I am Walt. I'm Water District Number 9. Yes, have been for 30 years, I guess. Yeah.
Terry Gann is one of about 150 people the district serves. The consolidation process is just beginning, and there haven't been any public meetings yet. So this is the first many of the people I talked to had heard of it.
Okay, so they're going to consolidate with us.
That's from what I understand.
Okay. what will that mean to our water?
I don't know. That's what I'm out here to ask people.
She points me down the road to the main house on Berg Farm. Steve Berg usually has breakfast in town and is tuned in to the local gossip.
But I've just heard rumors.
But that's more than most have heard.
They buy their water from the city of Barnstall, so whatever city of Barnstall puts out, we have to live with it. They're always having water leaks, you know, that old line's old and...
Berg knows more about the situation, but like the others, is confused about what the change might mean for his water's price and quality.
Well, until I find any more information out, yeah, I probably would be a little concerned, but, you know, I need to find some more information out to see if there's an advantage or disadvantage or...
It's hard to see how consolidation can be avoided as financially troubled systems hit the end of their lifespans. The simple fact is, 1,600 separate public water systems may just be too many for Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.